So my first general question for everyone to answer, please, is what should any and all Chicago parents, guardians, and students know about the services you offer and how those plans can move forward for the year 2017?
Well, we have an apprenticeship program. We have a facility right here in Chicago, right at 2141 South Union, right here in Chicago. We've been around since 1881, and our apprenticeship program is open. We have a 9-week apprenticeship program. Basically, once you have your high school diploma or GED, you are free to sign up to the Carpenters Union. You come into a local, you sign up. Once you sign up, we have testing scheduled. Once you've, we'll send out a, once you sign up, those, that information will be sent over to the apprenticeship school once it's open. It would send a letter to the respective locals, and the locals would now send out a letter and invite you for testing. Our testing consists of sixth grade math and an aptitude test. Once you've passed that, you will get scheduled for classes. Our classes go 9 weeks, 8 hours a day from 8 o'clock in the morning to 4:30 in the afternoon, 5 days a week. The first 3 weeks that you're in class, we will pay you $35 a week for gas. After that, the additional weeks, it will be $65 a week. You will have a series of shop work as well as classwork. You will build a house, miniature house. You will work with power tools. We'll go all the safety fundamentals. We'll give you your OSHA 30, and we will get you all geared up and ready to go. Once you finish this class, we have three things. You can only have three demerits. You can only be late or absent for 3 days. If you're late or absent within, 3 days consecutively throughout this program, then we kick you out. And because it's very, very important to our contractors that we have agreements with that our that our members will be dependable. After that, you will receive $300 worth of tools that we pay for. We'll pay your initiation fee for a local. You will be placed with a contractor. The starting wage is 40% of our journeyman wages, which is about $18 an hour and change. And we also, our contractors also pay an additional, I believe, like something in the ballpark about $26 an hour towards your benefits. Pension, we have $4 an hour go to the annuity, a pension plan, and a health insurance that covers you dental and up to $2 million worth of health insurance. After you work so many hours, you go to school every 3 months. The contractor excuses you from work for that week. And then from there, you would come back to our apprenticeship program, and we will teach you a different skill every week that you come back every 3 months. You have to have a certain amount of work hours per year, along with going to the school for back for training in order to get promoted to the next year. The reason why we do that is because we don't want people, there's a saying, I have 40 years experience. We don't want you to have 1 year experience 40 times. Okay, so we want to make sure that you have the necessary skills so you will be a valuable asset to our employers that we have agreements with. That sums it up. And I just want to put it out here also that the carpenter unions do not hire. We train people. The employers hire. The people that we have contracts with, our contractors, that we have agreements with, our collective bargaining agreements with, those are the ones that hire the folks. So we just want to put that out there because a lot of information out there that that unions are just blocking people and we don't want to bring people in is it's not the case.
My name is Kenneth Hill again. I'm the founder of the Chicago Pre-College Science and Engineering Program. It was founded in Chicago in 2008 We started in 2009 with first graders, 30 parents and 30 kids. We're now in 2017, we have a 450 parents and kids, and we have developed curriculum from kindergarten through eighth grade as a result of grants from the National Science Foundation, Chase Foundation, and from Kellogg Foundation, in addition to other smaller grants. The goal is to prepare kids to actually graduate with a degree in engineering from a university. So it has nothing to do with graduating from high school. That's just, we don't even talk about that. We're talking about graduating, and we're not even talking about graduating from college. We're actually talking about graduating in engineering. So we start that at kindergarten. So the first kindergartners are called little civil engineers. First graders are called little electrical engineers. Little chemical engineers. Second graders, little electrical engineers. Third graders, little mechanical engineers. The only other thing I'd like to say is this paragraph that I brought to the, that I wanted to be recorded. And it says, the pathway to a science, technology, engineering, mathematics, or medical career begins at home. Decades of educational and social research has documented the influence of parents on students' educational aspirations. Virtually all parents provide the first exposure of their children to language, which provides a foundation for future learning in society. Some parents overtly encourage their children to engage in scientific, mathematics, and technological activities. This encouragement includes the selection of toys, the availability of devices from calculators to computers, and building things from either raw materials or performed sets. Some parents utilize informal resources such as science museums, zoos, aquariums, planetariums, and similar facilities to introduce their children to interesting objects and encourage science learning. The cumulative effect of this smorgasbord of home and community resources supplements formal schooling and provides these children with a substantial advantage during their years of elementary and secondary schooling.
Again, my name is Thyateria Towns, and I'm with Chicago Public Schools. So I'm give parents some great information on our parent universities. We offer a myriad of services at each university, and it's very unique. So the one at Corliss High School, which I am the one currently the director of, we have offered resume writing because we partner with State Representative L.G. Sims and Senator Dottie Trotter. They're having a job fair on April the 18th at Chicago State. So when I went to his town hall meeting, I realized, hey, you are offering a job fair, but do we have opportunities for parents to learn how to write their resumes or just give them tangible skills to get them to that next level? So that's one thing that we're doing over at the Parent University at Corliss High School. And then also we have a partnership with, we just developed a partnership with Country Financial to do a six-week financial literacy course, because this month is Money Smart Week, April the 24th through the 28th. And we want to just give parents just good tools to succeed with financial literacy. That part was like on my vision board for this year, because I have an 18-year-old who's graduating from Chicago Public Schools this year. And I'm like, dude, we really need to get this taken care of. So in the midst of going through financial literacy courses with her, I was like, hey, we need to expand it to all parents. So that is coming up at the Parent University. But also, I'm so glad you were talking about STEM, because we have a brand new Parent University that opened up at Diet High School. When did Diet open? It was the beginning of this year. So they have a great program called STEMmatics. So they're branching off with side-by-side learning, where they're getting parents and students to work together on a variety of opportunities. So I remember last week, kids, they actually did a robotics class. So one of my schools actually took a bus over to the Diet Parent University. The parents were learning the fundamentals of robotics, while the kids were learning it too in another room. And then they brought them together to build these robots. I thought that was very unique and interesting. And you don't really hear that so much in the media about the positive things that's going on within Chicago Public Schools. Then also we have the first parent university was opened up at Spencer High School under the former principal, which is now my director. His name is Dr. Sean Jackson. And he took a different approach to, you know, parents just coming into the schools and not really having anything to do and want to give them something constructive. So he actually did a survey and found out, hey, what would you like to do in life? So he gave them photography classes and let them learn how to use a soundboard and videography classes, and took it to a whole nother level for the parents over on the west side at Spencer. And then we have a parent university over at Clemente, where it's in the Humboldt Park community. So the community is more pushing a lot of the programs that they want to do in the community. So we have a lot of people that English as a second language. So we have classes for GED there. Actually walked into my first time going over to Clemente, it was like 40 people in a GED class. And I was blown away. And they come every single, you know, they have to come every single week for the classes. So that was just a little snapshot of just the ones that we have up and running now. And we just offer just so many resources for parents. I'm also with Chicago Public Schools, a Title I facilitator. So dealing with Title I, this is that 1% of funds that goes straight to parents. So every school has a different amount of money where the parents can use those funds for educational resources for the parents that ultimately help their children. So we want to make sure that, actually attended a meeting last night where I had these one-pager test taking. We're in the middle of park or about to go in the middle of park right about now, and want to make sure parents have good test-taking skills. Well, test-taking skills that parents can help their children at home. So we want to always try to keep that side-by-side learning and make sure that parents actually understand that I'm a parent, the new math, I promise you I cannot figure it out, don't want to figure it out, but there's other resources and strategies I can help my kid with. So from cooking to baking that we're doing together, and we're learning math at the same time. So it's always just want to reinforce learning 24/7.
Again, my name is Andrea Evans, and I'm from Governor State University. Governor State underwent a transformation several years ago. We are now a four-year comprehensive university, public university. That's different than its history, where it primarily was an upper division, junior, senior, graduate school. Now we started our first freshman program 3 years ago. They're now juniors. And our population is predominantly first-generation students, non-traditional students, and students of color. Our programs range from undergrad students all the way through undergraduate programs all the way through doctoral programs. We have four colleges. I represent the College of Education. We also have the College of Health and Human Services, College of Business, and also the College of Arts and Sciences. We'd like to say that we're the best-kept secret in the Southland. We are right now the least expensive university in Illinois, which we think is an important characteristic. I mean, higher education is very expensive. We believe that we offer a very high quality education for students, and we're proud of our programs being really high touch programs. We provide lots of support for students, some of whom may be a bit underprepared for university life. We are developing a very robust campus life. We built residence halls 3 years ago, so our freshmen, we did have freshmen move in. We are at capacity in our residence hall, which we think is just really wonderful, because students from Chicago and from the Southland can live on campus and still be very close to home if they're in the Chicagoland area. So we're very proud of what we are right now. We want students in Chicagoland and Chicago suburbs to know about us, to know that we're here to provide their education needs, again, through graduate school and in a variety of programs. And, of course, my college, as I mentioned earlier, is education. But let me just say that it's not just education. We also have programs in my college in psychology and counseling. So we prepare clinical therapists all the way through graduate education on the counselor education side. So I'd like to say that my college especially is in the business of helping people develop their human potential, both in terms of mental health and also education programs.
Hi, Stacey Davis Gage, Chicago Teachers Union. One of the best kept secrets in Chicago is that the Chicago Teachers Union does a tremendous amount of professional development. Nationally board certified teachers, we turn out the most in the entire country. We do that very well. Our professional development programs are offered at our new office. And any day of the week, you can see, you know, hundreds of teachers in and out of the building becoming more developed in, you know, a variety of capacities, from the clinical side to the classroom side, again, to the nationally board certified teachers. So we pride ourselves on that. In fact, Karen Lewis is the only nationally board certified teacher who is the leader of a teachers union in the country. Beyond that, we have a foundation which is growing more prominent day by day. And one of the programs that they have enriched in this city is the manufacturing program at Austin Polytech on the west side, in which, you know, we've added a tremendous amount, the foundation has added a tremendous amount of resources to make sure that students at that school on the west side of Chicago have an opportunity to understand the manufacturing industry and to be trained as they're still high school students. So hopefully that continues to develop into, you know, lifelong capacity for a job opportunity. Beyond that, you know, we are a teachers union that sees social justice as a bedrock of our work. That being said, we are very aligned with parents and communities. As a part of our contract that we won with the Chicago Public Schools is the development of 50 sustainable schools. And these community schools are supposed to become a lighthouse within the community that helps to sustain the community. For a very long time, particularly in the black community, the school is the anchor, right? After closing 50 in the city, we feel like 50 obviously should be replaced in the way that provides wraparound services. That provides services. Many of our students are coming to our classroom with tremendous amounts of trauma impacted by the violence in this city. Our educators see it as an essential portion of the day that we have social workers, that we have counselors, that we have people trained to deal with the traumatic events in our students' lives. But being a community school means that we also service the community. So the families that live in that particular community should enjoy the school community in the same way. This negotiation is ongoing. We are working with allies who have community programs within neighborhoods who are helping to lead and guide the design of these schools. We're working with parents that will help and lead and design what is offered in these schools. And by sustainable, meaning that the children and the communities that need the school are at the table when decisions are being made, policies. As you know, we've been a strong proponent of strengthening the local school councils. We see that as an essential part of the school process here in the city. And even more so, a couple of years ago, whether or not Chicago should have an elected representative school board was on the ballot here, and an overwhelming amount of Chicago voters say, yes, we want that. And I can tell you as a parent, having a voice in that way makes a tremendous amount of difference. Every day I leave one ward and travel to two wards, dropping off my two school-age children at two different schools. And so, you know, there are obstacles to this, and parents having a voice that's strong, school communities being enriched by those who exist in that community, because our children do not come to school as orphans. They come, you know, with families and community experiences that have to be honored and respected and accepted into that school community. So we're working very hard to help realize these types of policies in our school communities.
Yeah, I told everyone about the wages for our first-year apprentice. apprentices, the second year is 50% of journeyman wage. The third year, I believe, is 70% and 85% for the fourth year. The journeyman rate right now is about $46 and change per hour, plus an additional $25 an hour go towards the health insurance and the pension, as well as the annuity. We have an annuity and a pension. And that is, at this point, we just passed. It's $100 per year that you work. It's what we would call our accrual rate. So if you work 40 years, you get $40,000 put away for your retirement, in addition to the $4 an hour that's going towards the annuity. So we just want to put that out there, because we just want our folks to know that they have other alternatives than college. College is great, but it's not for everyone, so we just want to put it out there.
Thank you so much.